This is the WOKV Spotlight on 104.5 WOKV.
And before the weekend can even get underway, we want to make sure that you are aware of all the awesome events that are going on, including tonight at Florida Theater. Oh, Gladys. Oh, how fun is that going to be? Going to be a fun time at Florida Theater tonight. Gladys Knight at the Florida Theater. As we spotlight the weekend now on Jacksonville's Morning News, bring together the whole Jacksonville's Morning News team for a rundown of all the cool events that are happening and some really creative things that are happening this weekend as well. I think I'm going to start with goats. Why don't we start with goats? How about we start with that? Gina, what do you have here?
Goat yoga. How fun. So it's going on at the Little Peeps Farmer for a Day, which I had to look it up because I had no idea where that was. It's kind of tucked away on Cortez Road, so it's kind of near the area of Beach Boulevard and St. John's Bluff on the south side. Mm. And they do it kind of, I think, like every weekend, and it's going on this Saturday and Sunday. Saturday's class is unfortunately sold out, but there are two shows. It feels like a show.
It
because,
is.
I mean, they're goats. Two classes on Sunday, 11 and 3, and it's $25. You can register on their event page. Madison put that on her website, so you can find that there. And then when you look at it, they have like a little description that says, February is usually a cold month here in Florida, but the cold weather usually has the goats feeling extra spunky, and any newborns are feeling extra snuggly. So we've scheduled plenty of dates for February.
That means you get downward kicked dog? And downward dog.
You're
it's
so
downward
cute.
Goat.
Downward,
what is that? So the goats don't do the yoga. You do the yoga?
You just do the yoga. And the goats just
walk all
hang
over
out.
You as you do yoga. It's like a little true. Massage while you're doing yoga.
As they would say in The Witch, it's doing yoga deliciously.
It's supposed
yoga.
To be great therapy.
Yeah.
Lowers your blood pressure.
I would say so. Yeah. All right, so that's going down. And you can head to WOKV.com for a full list of events. You just heard Lucia Vitti. What do you have spotlighted this weekend?
Well, I'm doing something that my mother would be proud. As you know, I was raised in Europe for several years, Italy, and she was a huge opera fan. So I am going to go to the opera, Rigoletto. Mm. I remember when I was just about 8 years old, I actually saw the opera in Rome at the Roman Baths. And then as a teenager, she would drag me kicking and screaming to the Met. A little loud, but you learn as you get older to appreciate it. So I'm really looking forward to it. It's a dastardly story. Death. Can I say sex?
Oh, of course,
okay,
yeah.
Death, sex, vengeance, curse.
You just did.
It's just all of that. So I'm looking forward to it.
That's Saturday with the FSCJ Artist Series. The other Artist Series event is Sunday. Scotty, what do you have?
That's going to be the Simon and Garfunkel story. And here's a rags-to-riches narrative that kind of chronicles the career of Art Garfunkel and Paul Simon. Not always the best of friends, not always the best of collaborators, but they have a tremendous legacy of music. And it's going to be showcasing through live performances with some great casted actors, a full band, and it's just going to narrate their whole career trajectory from early days up through the peak of their success, into the fallout, into the individual success. And it's so great to see a profile of artists who are still around so that you can still appreciate them, who are still contributing. And you see them being rediscovered by new generations, by shows like this, by reinventing some of the classic songs or by reincorporating them, like you've heard various adaptations of Mrs. Robinson. Bridge Over Troubled Waters is one of the most beautiful songs ever written. Mm-hmm. And, of course, recently Disturbed, a heavy metal band, had a monster hit with their cover of The Sound of Silence. So I'm going to go enjoy some Simon and Garfunkel music. It's going to be fantastic.
You know what I'm thinking, don't you?
I'm thinking.
The Sound of Silence and Disturbed. If you listen early to Jacksonville's
coast
Morning News, Coast to Coast AM will play that about every six days. I don't know what George Norrie has with that one, but he's got
a thing.
He
does
it
on Friday mornings usually, and it's a great way to wrap up the week. And it's
I guess,
quite frankly, it's kind of creepy as hell the way they did it.
Hey, Scotty, did you know that Paul Simon was one of the first artists to have a free concert in Central Park? And the newspaper the next day had these people literally hanging on trees called New York is Simonized.
They Paul Simon's got the record for turnout for a live show in Central Park, I believe.
Unbelievable.
I think actually not Tim McGraw.
Don't say Bruce Springsteen.
No, he would not. No. It wasn't.
Hee-haw Hell Shows do not count.
I think a country artist beat him by a little bit. I don't know how they would count.
I'll let you all debate that one.
Maybe it was Devo.
It might have been Devo. You never know. 13 after the hour, we're spotlighting the weekend with Jacksonville's Morning News. How about to the traffic center? Hannah Gow, what do you got cooking this weekend? Last weekend it was bull riding. Is she there?
She's shocked by
she's
the bull.
She's so shocked.
She's still recovering.
She's working on it. Wasn't there whiskey involved as
there
well?
There was whiskey involved in that. All right, well, how about Jacob over in the traffic center? What do you got cooking this weekend?
Hannah's right next to me talking. I'm not exactly sure what's going
on. Tell her to run in here.
Well, basically what's happening with me, we're doing the Jacksonville Film Festival this weekend. So tomorrow is the first night, and it starts at 7:30. Tomorrow is the All of the Colors, which is the LGBTQ narratives, and then it keeps going pretty much all throughout this weekend. So Saturday morning, they have a guest with a Hollywood producer, and it's at the San Marco Theater all weekend long. So you can get tickets for the entire pass, which includes, you know, the after party and the panels, or you can just buy a couple tickets to see a couple of the favorite categories that you like to see. And they have lots of cool, really cool categories actually at the San Marco Theater this year, including the Come As You Are and the Students, of course. And we also have an animation category this year as well. So it actually could be really nice.
That is really cool. My kids did an event at San Marco Theater a couple of summers ago, and I'd say the volunteer effort that they do every year with the theater in San Marco is pretty awesome. So look forward to that. Jacksonville Film Festival. All right, so you limped a little bit in here. Are you feeling better from the...
I'm fine.
Okay, good. All right.
No, I'm totally fine. No limping. I didn't actually ride any bulls last week. I did watch a lot of people, though, and it was super cool.
What do you got this weekend?
Yeah, so I'm going to go to the Florida Theater at 8 p.m. on Friday. They have Drew and Ellie Holcomb, who I started loving when I was in high school because they performed at my Young Life camp. And they're this couple that's just like madly in love. It's adorable. They have this song called I Like to Be With Me When I'm With You. And it makes me cry every time I hear it. And they're just really adorable. So I'm excited to go see them.
That should be fun.
Yeah.
All right. How about Jeremy? What do you have? Something creative. Not as creative, I guess, as goat yoga, but pretty close. A close second, huh?
This one's a little bit hard to explain, too. So I couldn't pass up the opportunity to talk about something called Ninja Fest that's happening this Saturday in Fleming Island. That's happening at the Village Square Shopping Center from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday. There's going to be games, bounce houses, obstacle courses, demos, tours, and game building sessions. This in celebration of Code Ninja's Fleming Island's one-year anniversary and also in this, the grand opening of Ripple Effect Martial Arts. Now, they have a rundown of events that you can find on Facebook this morning on their Ninja Fest event page.
How fun is that? And we've listed all these at WOKV.com. Madison Roberts in the Breaking News Center spends multiple days starting to put together this list of events, and it's actually creative to see all the interesting things, including Ninja Fest.
There were so many this weekend, I was surprised. Like, I had no idea any of these were happening, because the goat yoga kind of happens like weekly, monthly. But, like, Ninja Fest, I mean, I think we've had, like, a Wasabi Con earlier this year or last year. I still don't really understand what that is, but I will be going to something I do understand. So I'll be going downtown to the La Villa neighborhood to the Glass Factory, where they do it monthly, sometimes more than once a month, depending, as much as they can, at the Market for Makers. So it's local, like, vendors, and they have a food truck courtyard kind of thing, and that's at 11 a.m. on Saturday and Sunday. You need a ticket to get there. It's about $8, but you pick a time slot so you can have plenty of space, plenty of time to look at all the local artists from Florida and in Jacksonville. So I'm excited. It's pet friendly, kid friendly, everything friendly. So it'll be a good time. And so I'm going to go there over to the Glass Factory.
Last time we went in the fall, I actually bought something. We got roped into a couple of things, actually, including a stuffed alpaca.
You never know what you're going to find.
You never know what you're going to find. We've named it Mona, by the way. And the signature event for the weekend is the 26.2 with Donna, and that's going to be going on. There's actually events throughout the weekend, and then, of course, Sunday signature race, the 26.2. So busy weekend. Full list of every event at WOKV.com.